Hello and welcome to another Emmy edition of the Water Cooler Podcast. I'm your host, Joey Moser. I am joined today by two very fun guests, Scott Eisnogel and Lior Rossner, the composers of the reboot of NBC's Will and Grace. For Will and Grace's final season, the sitcom was ambitious to pay homage to the greatest comedy of all time, I Love Lucy, by recreating some of Lucy's most hilarious antics, including the Vitamita Benjamin commercial and the chocolate factory sequence where everything goes completely out of control. The entire episode is beautifully and meticulously crafted, and Eisnogel and Rossner had to compose the theme from scratch. You know, the famous I Love Lucy theme song, right? Well, you would think that it would be in an archive somewhere, but it's not. They had to listen to it and dissect it and completely retool it and begin all over again in order to create that iconic sound. I hope you all enjoy the conversation with these two accomplished men, their work in both retooling classic music from I Love Lucy and just creating peppy music for Will and Grace is so fun to listen to, and I loved chatting with them. I hope you enjoy it.
Well, I guess sort of a technical question just to ask you guys that I wasn't sort of clear on. If not, it's totally cool. Did you guys have anything to do with the new, just straight up Will and Grace theme music? I wasn't sure if that was you guys or Jonathan. Okay, that was you guys.
Yeah, that was definitely us. I got a call from Max Muchnick, one of the co-creators of the show, who said, he's like, honey, I want you to revamp the theme, because he knew I worked on music stuff. And I said, okay. Mm-hmm. What do you mean revamp the theme? We can't change it. It's sort of iconic to the show.
Yeah.
He says, well, I just need you to like zhuzh it up a little bit. He literally said that. And so, I naturally picked up the phone and called Lior and said, okay, Lior, we've got an interesting task ahead of us. We've got to somehow reinvent, but somehow maintain the theme from Will and Grace. So that's kind of how it sort of started and unfolded. And it simply became just us analyzing the theme that Jonathan had done. And by the way, Jonathan had retired. Like he mm-hmm. hasn't.
Okay.
He retired, I think, a couple of years after the show went off the air. So, and then, yeah, Lior and I talked. And, part of the thing was like, there was just this piano that sort of lived there. And you didn't have anything that sort of stuck in your ear in terms of a melody that you could take away from. You knew it was a piano thing. And I had even asked a bunch of people and friends, hey, can you hum the theme from Will and Grace? And they're like, it's a piano thing. Yeah. That's a common thing. So Lior and I worked hard to kind of come up with something that sort of pulled from what the piano was doing, but there was a melody in there that we could pull out of it and then make it part of an ensemble. And so, yeah. And so, between the two of us, and Lior can chime in on this part, we just assembled some amazing musicians to help us out with it.
Yeah, I think it was mostly just kind of keeping as much or intact what people loved about it. And mm-hmm. kind of in a way, yeah, as Scott mentioned, kind of fished out like a melody line that existed, kind of was buried within the kind of piano arrangement, because with the original piano theme was kind of almost the chords and the melody. You're not sure how to separate them, you know? But it's mostly this kind of feel good, kind of up tempo theme. And the less we touched it was kind of the better, kind of like whenever we tried to do more of an elaborate kind of rendition, it just felt kind of it's straying away from the original kind of
feel of thing. Yeah. I have to say that the every time when my husband and I would watch the show every week, that definitely got us awkwardly dancing and shimmying as we sat on the couch. I have to thank you guys for that, because that's an amazing like reboot of the theme as well as a reboot of the show.
No, oh, thanks.
Lior, I wanted to ask, I read in an interview that I think you said you personally like dramatic and emotional scores. What can you really cling on to on a sitcom show like Will and Grace?
Well, Well, I mean, I like stuff that is emotional and dramatic, but at the same time, I love comedy. Mm-hmm. And I love writing kind of music for comedy. So it's pretty easy. It's as long as the material is great, it doesn't matter what genre it is for me.
Yeah, you can
for sure
find a musical, emotional truth in everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wanted to dive into the We Love Lucy episode just because I was so taken aback by that episode. I knew I was going to like it, but then I've talked to some people from the show and I had no idea the amount of work that you guys had to do to recreate stuff. Like I talked to Glenda, the set designer, and she was telling me about how they had to like recreate door frames. And I guess very naively had thought that you guys just took the theme of I Love Lucy and just put it on the show. I had no idea there was no like already like a recording of the I Love Lucy theme out there. Well, first of all, maybe I should ask that. Were you guys surprised that there was not already a recording of that somewhere? That's strange.
Right. Well, it's interesting. When the producers approached us to let us know we were doing this episode, I, of course, got enormously excited because I am a die-hard fan of I Love Lucy. And mm-hmm. going all the way back to me being a kid, spending time at my grandparents' house when I was like 6 and 7 years old, sitting on their couch during the day and watching reruns. And I've since never stopped watching them. So,
yeah.
But what was interesting though, is that they said, now here's the issue. We don't have access to any of the music. It would cost way too much money. And also, you know, the recordings of that were done so far back that they don't translate to 2020's, you know, 7.1 surround sound HD, you know, kind of quality of show. And they wanted us to kind of recreate the music. So I said, okay, great. And Lior and I said, yeah, great. Let's just go get the charts. And then while that was not quite as easy as we thought, because CBS, no, there were no charts. And Lior can mention a little bit about that as well.
Yeah, basically, like there's a few people who kind of re-recorded the original theme for a couple of movies here and there, but I have a friend that kind of like is a kind of older orchestrator that's worked in Hollywood for many years, and he had some kind of an arrangement, but it was different ensemble than what we had. It wasn't the original. Anyway, so it was basically kind of relying on your ears and kind of basically recreating it from the original recording.
Yeah, just by ear, literally. We just listened to it and started from scratch.
But luckily, we had like this amazing ensemble that literally created the sound, a kind of replica of the way they used to play with a certain type of vibrato, a certain type of kind of phrasing. Mm-hmm. And then we got very close to the original one.
And what's interesting too is that Lior and I literally I took a couple screenshots from different episodes of Ricky's band. We literally just counted. We counted every, you know, there's, you know, three saxes, there's four horns or whatever, and a harp and a piano and a drum and a con, you know, bongos. And yeah, and we literally just pieced it together and did some other research online to try to find out information. And it's funny, I did a little extra homework in terms of I came across sort of purely by accident, a friend of a friend whose father ran Desi Lu Productions. Oh, and, wow. So, and so, but when, by the time I was like, oh my gosh, I'd love to talk to him. He said, I'm sorry, but he's dead. Oh, so, no. And then we even tried to find like one of the last remaining members of the orchestra,
Who had
unfortunately died several years ago. So we kind of just hit all sorts of roadblocks here and there. And then at one point the producer says, hey, can you just do it virtually? And Lior and I literally just shook our heads. And said, no. Not happening. So,
yeah.
But it was great. The end result we thought was just wonderfully spectacular. And I went so far as to pay a camera crew to document the entire thing. We recorded at Capitol. And after the fact, after the episode aired, along with my husband, Sean Hayes, we got an email from Lucy Arnaz, who was present at the taping, but also watched the episode and found herself crying when she saw the footage of us recording the orchestra and the episode. And she just said, my father would have been so proud.
Oh, that's really sweet. Oh, that's probably like the best approval you can get.
I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah. I wonder if that is, I mean, Will and Grace, when I just think of the music from Will and Grace, even just like the bumper music, or I think of just the theme to it. I mean, it's very, very simple, but I guess the music from a show like I Love Lucy, especially with like a huge like band like that, has to feel like really lush and sort of different than what you're sort of used to doing on the show. How, like you mentioned how many people you assembled for it. How many people was it? Probably like...
I think it was about 18.
18, wow. Yeah.
That sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, it's, I just even, because I just rewatched the episode this morning, and I not to like keep saying it, but I'm like really flabbergasted that you guys were able to do that, because nothing is out of place, like the rhythm and the it's perfect. It's just perfect.
Well, that's very kind. Thank you.
Yeah. I wanted to ask about the We Love Lucy song at the end. Can you sort of, I mean, replicating music for this episode, talking to the challenges about that, what specifically did you try to hit with that final big production number at the end?
Lior, you want to start that one?
I think that it was basically, it was a very last minute request, and it was a huge undertaking to kind of get it done on time. But yeah, it was exactly what Scott mentioned earlier. We kind of watched the song and kind of were trying to figure out what was the ensemble on the song, because it was different than the opening theme. So it was similar to the process of kind of getting this theme done, like just kind of like figuring out who's playing there, what kind of an ensemble and recreating it. And I think they ended up kind of changing the structure a bit in post-production, right?
I think a little bit. Yeah, they did. But ultimately they came to us, you know, I would say within 4 days, 3 to 4 days, maybe, when we had our recording session ready to go. And they said, hey, we wanted to add this musical number at the end to I Love Lucy song for the dance number. And they're going to choreograph it. And, you know, Eric is going to play Desi, and the other three are going to be Lucy, or a form of Lucy. And they're going to do this thing. And I immediately was like, okay, guys, this is an amazing idea, but you have got to stop giving us a last minute change. We keep doing, you know, redoing the sheet music or making changes or whatever, and we've got a recording session that cannot be changed. It is happening, and this is it, so please let this be the last change. And so, but then after kind of like getting freaked out about it, I you know, and Lior, we both got extremely excited about it, because like Lior said originally, the music for the show for I Love Lucy, and certainly these themes and whatnot, have not been recorded at this level of accuracy since the 1950s. You know, there's been various people who do it on a piano or a synthesizer or whatever, but this is totally legit. And so we were just honored and excited to do it. And so we were really, really happy when that piece came together for the I Love Lucy song, as we called it. And then Eric and Deborah and Sean and Megan recorded their vocals individually on the stage. That's actually where they ended up recording it, which was kind of a great space. And then, we just laid it all in and laid it out, and then went to the dress rehearsal for it and saw it all come together.
Yeah. I love that segment so much. It's so authentic and fun. And yeah. Like the word that I keep thinking of when I think a lot about the music for Will and Grace, even though this is like I Love Lucy filtered through Will and Grace, is like jaunty. I love the jaunty music of the show. Yeah. I sort of want to ask, not just like a general question, but I wanted to ask what you both, because this is sort of a departure from the regular music that you compose for the show, what do you each enjoy about music from like the 1950s that you got to do with this? Is there something that you particularly loved about, you know, going to another time period with this particular episode?
Lior?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the most fun for me is the fact that back then there was no technology, music technology involved, like, you know, synthesizers or like, you know, faking the orchestra. It was all kind of live musicians and really relied on kind of great musicianship and great skills, and like it is always a certain quality that you have when you go back in time that you don't find it everywhere these days. I mean, I think that's for me.
Yeah, I think for me too. Also being a big fan of big band music in general, mm-hmm. I find big band music like this to be, at the core of it, just joyous and fun. But joy, I think, is probably the word that I would use to describe it. So that when I listen to it, I usually listen to it with a stupid grin on my face because I'm overjoyed when I'm listening to it. And like Lior said, nothing fake about it. It's the best musicians doing the best work at this particular moment for this particular recording. And it's, you couldn't ask for, a better sort of creative lightning bolt, you know, when you're listening to a recorded piece or you're in the middle of recording something. And I think it just was that. It just brought joy to our faces. And, you know, actually just one side quick story about the recording session. We had Sean and Deborah there as well, who were in attendance listening. And I remembered when we first, one of the first things we did was record the actual 30-second I Love Lucy theme. And I remembered that both Sean and Deborah welled up, and they were because they were so happy that, but they were also amazed that they were hearing and witnessing this as well, just as we were. I was pretty emotional during the whole thing too. So,
yeah.
But I think that's what the music kind of meant to me, just hearing it. And who would have thought, you know, as a young kid sitting on a couch in my grandmother's, you know, grandparents' house, watching this show that I knew all the lines to as a young kid.
Yeah.
We are recreating that music, and the actors and the show are recreating these iconic moments. It was just magical.
I think
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I think there's something like magical that always happens at scoring sessions. And, you know, whenever you record a big ensemble, I mean, I think people even, not just for us musicians, but also for people who come and watch us from the outside, they're always there's something so emotional about hearing like a big group of players playing together. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember the first time that I started watching I Love Lucy, and just listening to the music again, when you mentioned like the big, you know, the big band putting a big smile on your face. I do remember when I was younger and I started watching I Love Lucy for the first time that I loved any scene where you got to see Ricky's band, like, or like him at a rehearsal, or like Lucy would come in while he was at work. So I feel like maybe that's something that I, as an audience member, like sort of had a nostalgic warmth for with the music.
For sure.
Yeah. So a question that I have actually before I let you guys go is, I mean, this is the second time that Will and Grace has come to an end. What was it sort of like for you guys to say goodbye to the show?
Lior?
No, I think you're more closer to this than me.
I also grew up a gay man living in New York. When this show premiered, I was single, I was newly out, and You know, it had, like for many people, a huge impact on me. And I watched it religiously. I watched it with other friends. And then when it was when it went off the air, it was, you know, it was a big kick to the stomach a little bit, because I thought I didn't want these people to go away. But it was really kind of astonishing when, and again, I only speak from the fact that I just so happened to be married to Sean Hayes, sitting next to him in New York. And he was just on the tail end of his Broadway play, An Act of God. Mm-hmm. And we're sitting there watching television, and he's got his laptop open, checking emails. And he says, you're not going to believe this. And I said, what? He says, there's an email here from Max Muchnick to all of the cast saying he wants to shoot a video in secret, shoot a video to get people to get out and vote. Just whatever side you're on, just to get up and get out and vote and participate in the voting process and do the sketch. So, you know, to have that moment happen was just kind of amazing in and of itself. But then when that video got released, it went viral. And then all these executives at NBC and so forth, nobody knew about it except for the people involved in the shooting of this thing. It was all done in secret. And so, and then NBC said, hey, would you guys consider coming back and doing this maybe for a limited run or 10 episodes or something? And so, so when that became sort of the way things were going, it just became very surreal. I mean, I had gone to 2 Will and Grace tapings when I was out here for work a long time ago. I think it was 2001 or two or something. I can't quite remember when, or no, it was like 98 or 99. And I was there in the audience by myself watching it. And I remembered how fun it was. And so here now, fast forward, not only did I happen to marry one of the people from this iconic show, but then suddenly the show is coming back and now Lior and I are involved in it. You know, it just, I can't think of a more complete full circle moment than that. So I won't say I was emotional that it was coming to an end, because it was only supposed to be 10 episodes and then it turned 53 or 4 or something. So I think it was just gratitude is all I felt. Even on the very last episode, when we taped it back in November, or December. And I just was like, wow, what an amazing gift. What an amazing gift to me personally, to the actors, to everybody involved who all came back, who were part of the show originally. So I would say that's where my emotions were. I was just in sort of a world of gratitude.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, I just want to mention one more thing. This, like, when we created the music for the I Love Lucy episode, we had to actually replace some of the kind of interstitial music with original cues. And that was really fun for us to kind of, anyway, write it within the style of that, not just kind of recreate the music that, the theme and the song. It was also about kind of creating new original music for the interstitial kind of transitions. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was a lot of that was so fun.
Yeah, I love like the horns that come through in some of those. I think those are like really, really like fun to listen to just as the show is coming back. I just thought that was really fun to listen to as well.
Yeah, definitely. And also too, we had to, even just looking back at the series itself, we also had to do all the interstitials for the new show, you know, the piano transition, scene transitions, and so forth. We obviously, Jonathan had established a style and we didn't want to break tradition. So we had to re-record those. And they're all original for the most part. And I think one or two might've been from the old library, but for all intents and purposes, every week we were doing all original interstitials as well. Not to mention the fact that, you know, I think the producers wanted to explore fun musical ideas that had never been done before on Will and Grace. And one in particular, Lior, you remember this. I was so excited when we had the chance to do it. We actually had to score a scene in Will and Grace, and it was a time-lapse transition. It was the episode with Nick Offerman where his character was sleeping with Grace and also sleeping with Eric.
Oh, yeah.
And so there was this whole like musical sort of plucky, stringy thing that we did for about 90 seconds of this whole sequence of, you know, her getting up in the middle of the night, then Nick gets up in the middle of the night, and then Eric gets, you know, and it was really funny. And that's the first time really that the show had ever been scored. So that was fun.
Yeah, that's true.
I remember that now that you mentioned that. I can seriously like hear the music in my
head. Yeah.
That was such like a memorable sequence. Yeah. I really think that's all I have for you guys. I just love the show so much. I thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. I think it is like the like rare exception of a rebooted show where, cause you know, as soon as like Will and Grace happened, everything came back, and it is the, to me personally, and I think like my husband feels this way and a lot of people feel this way, that it's the only reboot that I think is really like kind of worthy, not to be a jerk to those other shows, but it's like it captures an essence of nostalgia, but it also introduces something else that is very new and singular to the show. So there's my stupid little gushy moment for you guys.
No, thank you, Joey, for that. I appreciate that, but I'm sure just everybody involved in the show who worked so hard on it appreciate it as well, because it all came from a place of love and respect for the show, what it had done back in the day, and mm-hmm. hopefully, and also just from the standpoint of like, we know these characters, we know this world. So, you know, when all the original costumers came back, and the camera guys and Jimmy Burrows and writers, I mean, literally 95% of the people who worked on the show originally all came back. And I think it was just, let's go play in the sandbox again. And I think because it came from a place of joy, hopefully it translated that on screen.
Oh yeah, definitely did for me. So thank you guys so much. Best of luck to you guys to the season. I hope you guys stay safe and sane for the rest of everything. And thanks again.
Thanks so much, Joey.